business of advertising now. Slate ad critic Seth Stevenson likes babies as much as anyone, but a new ad campaign featuring a talking baby leaves Seth wanting to curl into a fetal position.
Perhaps you remember Baby Bob from his short-lived CBS sitcom. I do. I recall that his show marked a sort of low point in the annals of televised comedy. Baby Bob was a real baby with an animated mouth that allowed him to talk like a wisecracking 40-year-old man. I was not too surprised or disappointed when his sitcom vanished, and I thought it would be the last we'd see of that freakish little tot. I was wrong. Baby Bob is back, and he's shilling for a sandwich chain.
Hey, Bob here from Quiznos. The other day, my mom got the new Quiznos turkey sub. You know what she gave me? Strained peas. I love the gal, but that's just wrong.
It seems the Baby Bob character, or rather the rights to the character, were sitting around gathering dust at a Los Angeles ad agency called Siltonen & Partners. The agency's chairman told me he'd been keeping Bob up his sleeve, waiting for the right time to unleash him in a new project. Enter Quiznos. The subchain was looking for a spokesman, or spokesthing, as the center of a whole new campaign. Siltonen pitched Baby Bob, and Quiznos went for it. The driving concept? Bob craves Quiznos food, but, having no molars, cannot eat it. The campaign will mine this dramatic conflict. Admittedly, the spots do a good job of editing around the baby's natural movement, and there have been advances in baby-talking technology. They can now shrink the image of the adult actor's mouth and chin and graft it pretty seamlessly onto Bob. But why make a better Baby Bob at all? I've never understood the appeal of this character, and frankly, I find the idea of a middle-aged man-baby a little creepy and unsettling. There's a second Quiznos spot that's really creepy. In this one, Baby Bob is lounging by a pool with a buxom woman in a bikini, and they're flirting.
You enjoying your sub?
Oh yeah, Bob. I love the way you spoil me.
So, I'm not really a fan of these ads. The funny man-baby shtick was explored much better in Who Framed Roger Rabbit, where the baby smoked a cigar and sexually harassed his coworkers. What's interesting about this campaign, I think, is that it marks a genuine shift in direction for Quiznos. Over the last few years, Quiznos ads tried to cultivate a brand image that was wildly eccentric and provocative. Its last big campaign featured the Spong Monkeys, a trio of animated, levitating, rodent-like creatures who sang screechy odes to their beloved Quiznos subs.
We love these subs! 'Cause they are good to us!
Those ads were a pop culture sensation, sparking fierce Spong Monkey adoration on one side and disproportionate hate on the other. In fact, I assumed the use of Baby Bob was some sort of high irony. Only Quiznos could be out there enough to recycle a freakish and failed sitcom oddity as its spokesman. Turns out I was overthinking it. Quiznos' chief marketing officer told me there's no irony here whatsoever. Quiznos expects you to say, "Aw, talking baby, so cute." This is a calculated retreat for Quiznos. The company concluded that the Spong Monkey spots were just way too polarizing. But everyone loves babies. I heartily disagree. The Spong Monkeys were brilliant outsider art. Baby Bob will appeal to those who buy kitten calendars. I give this campaign a C, for corporate cowardice. I know in the end the important thing is not the artistic achievement of the ad, but how many subs it can sell. I just wish the two could go hand in hand a little more often.
Opinion from Seth Stevenson. He writes the ad report card column for our partners at Slate Magazine Online. Day-to-Day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.